Rachmanas Ish Lereyehu Umatonas Ravyonim.
Yeah.
So there's a big discussion in the Achronim, what is the nature of the mitzvah of Shalachmanas?
Yeah.
So there's a famous Trumas, it's hard to say, it's a machokas, but the Trumas Hadeshin says it's a din in the Suda. Because one of the mitzvahs we have on Purim is Achi of Suda, in
okay.
contrast to Hanukkah.
Okay.
So therefore, in order to ensure that really Shalachmanas is basically for the ani, but not to embarrass, the ani. So therefore, it's a din in suda, and that's how the Rambam seems to learn. However, there's another pshat in the Manos Halevi. He's
of
Al-Kabbalah. Yeah, so it's hard to say.
He can't decide from Shlachmunis.
Yeah, he's a mystic. It's hard to say he's going to argue on a posek, but he gives another reason, an additional reason. He says no, because what happened? What caused the decree? So the Gemara tell us in Megillah, Yeshu Am Echad. That he said, are you going to kill the Jew? No way. Oh, yeah, they're fighting. Okay. Exactly. We don't have to worry. So he says, okay, let's go. So if the whole cause was the fighting, so we give Shalach Manas for the Tikkun. We want to make Shalom. So according to the Manas HaLevi, so it's a machlokas, trumas, adesha, manos, levi, whether it's a din in suda, a din in sholem.
Mm-hmm.
Different nafkaminas, nafkanao. So the famous question the Mefarshim asks is, why no bracha on the sholem manas? We make brachas on mitzvahs from our Torah.
So maybe you do brachas from the shechiyuni of the Megillah, is a yoytze shlachmonas.
Okay, but that's shechiyuno. But how is that? What about the bracha? So we make brachas on mitzvahs from our Torah. We make brachas on mitzvahs to Rabbanim. We even make brachas on Minhagim. Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh
coming
up tomorrow, the next day. So why don't we make a bracha on Mishalach Manas?
Did the Mishadeshin break the kasha?
What?
The Mishadeshin has this kasha?
No.
Oh, you has this kasha?
Some people, So there's many answers, but the one I'm going to focus on is this three-day Eish, Yaakov Yechiel Weinberg, and we'll see the Chazon Ish says similar, not in this context, but he has the same Yesod, and I'll give you the Yesod in a minute. He says, before I answer the question, let me go back and give you Yesod.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a famous Rambam in Shmona Prakim, where the Rambam discusses, we know the Gemara discusses Mitzvah Srichis Kavana.
Yeah.
And mitzvahs, ain't you? We pass in on a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah srichas kavana.
Yeah.
So if you look at the examples the Gemara gives, it's on lulav, shofar, matzah. Those are all mitzvahs be'adam u'makom. So I do it because kach siva Hashem.
Okay.
But the child is, what's my motivation when I do a be'adam u'chavero? Is my kavana the same thing? Kach siva, God told me I'm doing it and that's it. Or do I say no?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously there's an element of that, but the dagish should be on...
Okay.
I care about the chola.
Yeah,
I care about the avel. I care about the ani or whatever mitzvah I'm doing.
Yeah.
So which one? So the Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, he says, when it comes, if you're walking by a treif restaurant, see, people have to do it the opposite. The Rambam says, if you walk by a treif restaurant, you shouldn't say, ugh, disgusting, lobsters, pork chops. You should say, rotza ani. I would love to have it. It smells so good. But what can I do? Avinu Shabbat Shamayim said I can't have it. Exactly. However, he says that's only by chukim, but by mitzvah sichlis, but other machaverim, he says no. Your kavana should be to be a nice guy. You should have kavana is you want to help the chola. But imagine you walk into the chola. You're not sick enough. Let me find someone sicker. Hidder mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Get lost. You're not interested in me. You're interested in doing your mitzvah. In other words, when you're doing a chavero, the dagash has to be on you care about the person. In fact, that's what Rav Moshe writes this week in Parashas Mishpatim. It says, "Im kesef talvez ami."
So unima.
Right. So really, the pasuk means when you your mechuyev to render. He uses im. Why did he write
him?
Why him to Rav Moshe? Because that's the way you should do it. In other words, you do it because you have to. But what should your kavana be? I'm doing it because I want to help the ani.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give the loan to another yid, not because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Your dagish should be on him. You should do it
that's
like.
That's why the right to the
you should do it like. Yeah, Rav Moshe
fine.
Therefore, you should do it like you want to, not that you have to.
Uh-huh.
And that's the so we find the first, what was the first mitzvah given after Matan Torah? What was it?
Shabbat, Puradim.
Evet Ivri.
Evet Ivri.
Right, this week, you know, the beginning of Parashat Mishpat.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the way to begin? Is that the first mitzvah? There's so many mitzvahs to Adam Lachavero. So many more relevant. Well, why is Evet Ivri the first mitzvah given after Matan Torah? So
the
one shot is because there's a famous Yerushalmi that says that the mitzvah, when the Jews were in Mitzrayim, God gave them the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. When you own an Evet Ivri, I want you, you know, I'm giving you all the laws, and you have to let them go after 6 years. So number one is because that's the reality. That was the first mitzvah given, according to some before Achorizachem Rosh Chodesh. However, but why was it? Why did he give it then? They didn't have any slaves. So that's what the Mefarshim say, because that's the prototype of all mitzvah Adam L'Chaveiro. Why did God give it to him then? Because now you're a slave. You know what it feels to be abused and taken advantage of. When you leave our scene now, you're gonna be a master. You're gonna have slaves. Remember how you felt when you were slaves. It's the most dangerous. Zalman Turetzkin said the most dangerous master is someone who was once a slave and he was abused. Like we see, child abuse. Ironically, it's kids who were abused themselves. They're the ones who abuse. You would think it's counterintuitive, like they'll be the, no, because it's payback time. So therefore, God wanted us to be nosy o chaveiro. Feel the, you don't, when you, Evet Ivri is the prototype of all benim o chaveiro, but you have to feel for your friend. You have to feel, you have to have the hergish.
Uh-huh.
And how do we learn that? We learn that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, because at the end of the parsha, by Sinai, it says Matachas Raglav Kamazik of Nasasap here. So Rashi quotes the Medrash. It says God had a sapphire brick under his legs during Matan Torah. What was the brick? So the brick reminded, because the Jews, when they were enslaved in Egypt, they had to go around collecting bricks, and then with the straw, without the straw. So why in the world does God have bricks? Because God's not that God doesn't even need it. But he wants to, at Matan Torah, he's remembering the pain that Yidden went through. That you have to be nosiv, and you're giving the mitzvahs, you have to be nosiv. So we learn it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even B'Shas Matan Torah, that he's saying the whole time he felt the pain of the Yidden in Mitzrayim. And as well, we benched Rosh Chodesh this week, Birkas HaChodesh. So, by Birkas Chodesh, the meaning is we take out a Sefer Torah. So why dafka here? I don't take out a Sefer Torah when I have a Beis Din. Why don't we take it out during Kriya Shema? And also, what's this Chaverim Kol Yisrael? Of course, why now?
Why not?
Yeah, so what's the Pshat to Rav Soloveitchik explains that based on the Shita Sarambam, the Rambam Shita is that in order to do Kiddush HaChodesh, which Birkas HaChodesh is Zecher with Kiddush HaChodesh, you needed a Beis Din HaGadol, was the Rambam Shita. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam Shita is. So today we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol. So we take a say. Why do we take a say for Torah? Because Rav Sajago and quotes in the Amun of Adai is, what's the thing that's Mitzarif Kaiser? What makes the Jewish people a special arm? It's the Torah. Without the Torah, we wouldn't be a nation. The nation makes us a Torah. So when we don't have a base in Haggadah, the people represent the base in Haggadah. Well, who represents the people? The Torah. That's why, ironically, we're the only guy. Because guy really means nation from the word Gviya, body. That's why there was some Gedolim who would make the bracha Shavuos on Inachri. Not that it wasn't a guy, because we are a guy. But either, because guy is Lashon B'nei Adam, not Lashon, Lashon HaTorah. So therefore they point out, when we're representing Klai Yisrael, so what represents Klai Yisrael? The Sefer Torah. And you want to show us that, how did we do mitzvahs? We have to, Chaverim Kol O'or Chaverim. Now's the time that we're going back to the Beis Din HaGadol, and it's representing the Torah. The darkish is on how, especially on Adam HaChaveiro, on we have to treat Klai Yisrael when we do mitzvahs, we have to treat them like our chaverim, and that's the pshat as well. That's why machis l'shek al v'alshek, because no Jew can live on an island. We're all living together. We have we need, and that's the pshat the Sri Da says. Because what's the pshat? And the Chazon Ish says in a different context. Why don't we make a bracha on Shaluch Manis?
Because why do we not?
Because we know we generally make brachas because the Manas lady explained the purpose of Shaluch Manis is to make shalom. Someone perhaps, and it's a, imagine, wait a second.
No.
Baruch atah, Asher kiddush shalom, I'm doing it because I have to do it. So it's just the opposite. The whole point of Shaluch Manis is to make peace with someone you had, someone who had a fight with you, or you want to give, so you're not going to have Abba by saying, you know, like you go to, you're having a fight with your wife, you come with flowers, oh, the marriage counselor said, I have to give them to you. It's not going to be worth much. You make a bra. I have to do this. I won't. So that's the Yisod. The Dagish is on Bed Adam Machavero. That's the Yisod, the Rambam. Bed Adam Machavero, when it comes to Mishpatim. I'm saying everything. I mean, I'm tying it all in. I'm tying it all in. So therefore, you have Bed Adam Machavero, the Rambam. Yeah, that's why Evid Ivri, the prototype. You have to feel the Ergish. From Kesef Tal Bez Ami, Hakadosh Baruch Hu with the brick. When we bench Birchas Hakodesh, Chaverim Kol Yisrael, the Torah, the Ava, we're all one. Then we have the Machiz Hasheko and Shalach Manas. The Dagesh is on. You have feel for the other Yid, and you're doing it because you love them. It's all the Simcha, as we say, Bishenichnas Adar Marvim the Simcha, and that's the Yisod here. We gotta do things because we love. We don't want to do things because we have to. We want to make to feel the person that we care about them, and that's what we do. You know, all the time, especially with Adar coming up, and all the mitzvahs on Purim, we have to put a special focus on Ben Adam L'Chaveru.